Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Ah, whew, that was close. I almost didn't make it, but I'm here, and I'm reloading! Let's get it, man. Welcome back to the show. Welcome to K100 Internet Radio. If this is your first time ever tuning in, you feel what I'm saying? 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show. Want to welcome everybody that's jumping on my line like ASAP. You know what I mean? What's up? How you doing? That's the faithful. That's the loyal. I fucks with them. Episode 82. Man, I'm moving at the speed of light with the show, man. Y'all feeling me? Y'all feeling me, man? Y'all see what I'm doing, man? Y'all see how fast everything is panning out, how fast everything is moving and growing with K100? I mean, I know we're a little blog talk baby station or whatnot or what have you. I know haters gonna say we small time or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, nigga, if you ain't got your own goddamn show and if you ain't doing your own damn thing, then y'all basically... I can be critical about a lot of things, you feel me? Because I feel like, you know, I'm in the game too, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you don't make my show, start your own. Or shut the fuck up. Just a little something I had to put out there, you know. It's one of them days, man, where I feel like just snapping on somebody. I just feel like mashing somebody, and it's not even Monday! Needless to say, I'm your host, Blizzum. Alright? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. Thanks for tuning in to K100. Thanks, everybody who called 347-934-0966. Monday through Thursday, 8-10 p.m. and supported the show on the live broadcast. And also thanks to everybody who has downloaded and listened to a replay or a podcast from iTunes. Hey, you know what, man? It's all good. However you get here, you feel me? You here. You know what I mean? You here. That's all that matters to me. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm glad to have you with me, man. I'm glad you decided to roll with me. You feel me? I'm glad that you decided to listen to me. My thoughts, my opinions, those of my callers. You know what I mean? Because it's all about open dialogue, and that's what K100 is. As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and run down how we do things over here at K100. Pay attention. K100 is, of course, a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Like I said, I'm your host, Blizzum. I'm also a hip-hop artist and a producer myself and a music engineer. I own a studio. I run K100. I run Chainless Entertainment. I'm the CEO. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? The whole team, the whole Chainless Entertainment fam welcomes you to the show and appreciate your support in this business venture that we got going on. It's a way to expand our brand and put our name out there in an avenue other than just CDs and shows and studios and all that. You feel me? Just another avenue. Well, with that being said, K100 is a talk/indie music internet radio station. That being said, we do about 80% talking on the show. This is the talk show format, but we do spin music, and we spin only, and I repeat, only independent artists. Out of all the songs, which is well over, you know, however many, I got 80-some episodes, so it's got to be close to 300 songs I spin, since I spin at least 2 or 3 songs per episode, something like that. I've only spent 2 known artists, which was Pac, because he's basically one of the greatest, and he's deceased, and I spent 1 other artist, you know, and that's only because the songs were pertaining to the show. So we all about the independence and the independent movement here at K100 Radio. So, if you're an artist, you know an artist, your baby mama sang, your baby daddy rap, whatever, tell them to send their MP3 to K100Radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, K100Radio, it's all one word, @gmail.com. Tell them to holler at us, man. We got that back. We got the support. We all about the independence. This is a independent, you know, ran talk show. We're not owned by Clear Channel or Radio 1 or the Oprah Network or any of those other lanes. Fuck them. Shouts out to Blog Talk Radio for even coming up with this idea of making it easy for people to get their voice heard over the internet. You know what I'm saying? For a small minimum fee. And the setup is pretty sweet. I'm fucking with Blog Talk. They get approved. But I mean, I'm fucking with them. I like them. I'm all right. I'll leave when I get ready to get more. The more bigger my audience gets or whatever, I might expand or whatever. But I'm good with going through Blog Talk. All I wish they would do is let me use my own URL so I don't have to go through blogtalkradio.com to get here. If I could just piggyback off their switchboard and that's it. And then actually pick the area code of the number that I wanted to use also. Other than that, man, sweet setup. You know what I mean? It's a good way for us people who don't want to listen to the Oprahs and the Dr. Phils of the world. We want some 100% uncut talk the way we get it amongst our peers. And that's what K100 is. It's short for Keep It 100, a.k.a. Keep It Ben Frank, like my homie P. Reg would say. All right? That's all we do, man. We want to give it to you unfiltered and just, you know, straight up how you have a conversation with your homegirl or your homeboy around a water cooler, you know, at the house watching the game, whatever. That's how K100 give it to you. You feel what I'm saying? We don't be politically correct. And if anybody calls to the show trying to be politically correct or say what they think is the right thing to say or the wrong thing to say because they don't want to offend anyone, this is not the show for you. So either hang up, log off, or goddamn turn off your goddamn computer right about now or switch channels or go find something else to do. K100 is not for you. Matter of fact, we don't want your ass in here anyway. You call to the show with some fake shit, you will get the... All right? If I think you're saying some shit just because you think it's what women ought to say... Alright, what black people or white people ought to say? Scared of what black people or white people might think? Hey man, freedom of speech, once again, theme of the show. K100 Internet Radio, : say the shit other people are scared to say. That's how I'm running the show, man. That's what the show is all about. You feel me? Straight up, alright? So I want to let that be known and remind everybody of that little simple fact. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. Welcome everybody that's on the line. Episode 82. Shades of Black. That's what we're talking about tonight on K100 Internet Radio. Excuse me. Once again, I want to welcome everybody that's, tuned in to the show already. And this is one of those shows that was basically... This whole setup came from another show that we was talking about, I think, earlier on. I said, you know what? I'm going to archive that idea because we was debating about something else. And this was like a subtopic that ended up popping up within that show. And so I said, you know what? You know, over here in my little notes, you know, I'm running a couple of computers over here at the same time when I'm doing this thing. And I said, you know what? I'm going to put a couple of notes to the side whenever I'm talking about something. Then I'm going to go back and reference it, and we're going to do a whole show. So this is actually a spinoff and a continuation of another show. But we didn't get in depth with the topic at hand like we're about to do right now. All right? Episode 82, Shades of Black. Now, what that means is, I know that you know, or if you keep it real, if you keep it 100, you know, it's a black skin, with black people, it's a dark skin, light skin thingamajig that we got, right? You know, we have this thing, and white people look at black people as black people, but even they separate from the beginning of slavery time, you know what I'm saying, the complexion of the black person. You feel what I'm saying? And to this day, and what amazes me about the whole thing is that black people actually bought into it and feed into it themselves. You feel me? It's like if you was in Iraq and like everybody over in Iraq, they all look the same. They all look like Iraqis or whatever. But you got Shiites and Kurds and Sunni Muslims. You feel me? They all look the same and everything. You know what I'm saying? But they want to like do each other because of some other crazy. Well, to me, this whole thing is basically akin to that right there. It's like, yo, we all black, but because this person is a little bit darker or this person is a little bit lighter, you feel what I'm saying? Then, you know, something is a preconceived notion, a prejudice, one would say, is conceived and contrived because of it, because of the complexion of the person. And we see it all the time, and it's been that way since we were kids. It was really, really bad around the baby boomer generation. And it all comes from somebody, this all comes from somebody who isn't even black, man. This all comes from somebody who isn't even black. But we ourselves as black people have bought into it. So I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. You feel what I'm saying? And let everybody get a gist of what I'm talking about. All right? I do this every episode. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time or just listening to my show, I do this every episode. I basically type up a synopsis and I share it on Facebook because K100 started as a Facebook group first. And it's basically a description of the show. And I read it back every time I start the show. All right? And I got a couple new people I see and a couple new people that I know that say they're going to listen to the show for the first time. So I want to let you know that I do this every episode. All right? That being said, here we go. There are so many shades of color when it comes to our people. But these beautiful colors can have some not so pretty stereotypes attached. You know, back in the day, the light/dark issue was rooted in slavery. The dark-skinned slaves were field workers and the light-skinned ones were house workers most of the time. They pitted via the Willie Lynch letter, if you ever read it. I mean, if you're a grown person and you never heard of or never read the Willie Lynch letter and you're over 25 years old, I don't know what to say, but get your head in the game, please. Get your head in the game, please. All right? I'm going to need for you to go check that Willie Lynch letter out. But I'm assuming that you have at least read it or heard of it and seen it once. And this whole thing started in slavery. Throughout the history of this country, there has been an internal struggle amongst people of color that is almost as bad as the way some white people have treated us in the past and do to this day. Have you ever heard someone say, oh, you black ass such and such to a dark-skinned person and they black? Yeah, you black too, right? But you basically kind of downgraded that other person just based on their complexion of their skin when we both black people. You ever hear anyone say, she think they all that because they light skin? You know, that bullshit. Now, it's crazy, but it still happens to this day. All right? Some preconceived notions and prejudices and, you know, about people of our own race judging and being judgmental about another black person because of the skin tone. It's just asinine to me. Now, my question to you is, what are some stereotypes that you feel are attached to the different shades of black? Do you trust a fair-skinned black person more than a dark-skinned person? Now, with that right there, I want you to highlight and make a key point. We already know that the darker-skinned black person is always seen to be more menacing. They're black. Black is evil. You know, it's a subliminal and subconscious thing that's been pretty much driven in our heads since we were little kids. It's really not our fault. You can blame it on media, whether it be music or television, you know, fairy tales and stories when you're growing up as a kid, where the white princess is always the beautiful, nice white princess and the evil black witch is in black. You know what I'm saying? A la Wizard of Oz. It's just a subconscious thing and a psychological thing that people do and have been doing basically since the beginning of time. You know what I'm saying? Especially in this country. White is good, black is evil. Thus, you really can't blame people when it kind of pours over into this realm. But I mean, really though, really, it's fucking ridiculous with the way black people, the fact that black people are feeding into this. I can understand white people feeding into this type of bullshit or any other race, but it's us that I really have a problem with. We are the ones who actually feed into it just as much, and that to me is just crazy. Now, like I said, do you trust a fair-skinned black person more than a dark-skinned person? Which one do you find more attractive? And here we go. This is, of course, going to be the meat and potatoes of what a lot of y'all want to talk about, because this is K100, and we got some off-the-chain, wild, insane, frequent callers and listeners and fans of the show. And they're going to turn this into something sexual, I already know. But I'm going to go ahead and put it out there. But I already know once they start getting on the lines and calling in, it's going to go there. It's going to go there. There's nothing I can do about it. It's the nature of the show. Welcome, everybody, on the line, 347-934-0966. What's up? How you doing? I don't know if you ever called the show for the first time, but you're in for a treat. I see some unfamiliar numbers in my switchboard. And, yeah, it can get a little crazy. This is an adult show. Tell your kids to leave the room. Which one do you find more attractive? Do you prefer a certain shade over the other? And if so, why? Is one shade completely out of the question as far as romance is concerned? And if so, why? Why do I hear black people tell me all the time, I don't fuck with light-skinned dudes? Red hoes think they all that. Dark-skinned niggas, man, they too goddamn hard. They be in some other shit. What the fuck? What the fuck, man? Come on, man. We black. I mean, if that's the type of shit that we say and feel about each other, what the fuck? How the hell can we sit here and really in our brain justify and think that goddamn white people are wrong when they do the shit just because we black? We prejudice against our own goddamn self. The fuck is the shit? Every time I hear somebody say that, man, I just, even though, of course, I kind of feel the same way. I do feel like kind of sometimes light-skinned girls be thinking they all that and shit. I'm just saying, though, I'm keeping it 100. I'm just saying, I know all light-skinned girls ain't sadistic, but I'm just saying, when you see a light-skinned pretty girl, you know, sometimes you kind of think like, ah, she high yellow bitch, ah, she gonna be acting kind of funny. I'm just saying, you look a little closer at that goddamn dark-skinned thug nigga with the dreads, making sure he ain't here to rob you, as opposed to the light-skinned brother that walk up to you, trying to sell you something. I don't know, man. But I know this whole fucking shit is bullshit because I know some killer-ass red-bone niggas and some goddamn really nice, goddamn, you know, down-to-earth, high-yellow women. But for some reason, we will not let this shit go. I know it's a personal preference on the romantic and sex side, and we'll get into that. I see you, 404. You're going to be the first one on the line that's raising your hand, 484. I'm going to come to the lines in 1 second. Let me finish up this synopsis. Now, why? Why is that? You know what I'm saying? Why is one? I understand it's all preference. It's like some people don't like fat men and some people don't like fat women or, you know, whatever. But the complexion, ugly is ugly. You can be ugly and be light-skinned. That's tip. I'm just saying. I ain't going to pick at the homie old lady, but she ain't really the cutest light-skinned girl you ever seen. I'm just saying. I'm just being real. I'm just keeping it 100. You know what I'm saying? But I will get a nigga props for goddamn staying down with the down one, with the one that was down for him. I will do that. Saying, you know, she an ugly light-skinned girl. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times people just think a light-skinned girl, just because she light-skinned, she's going to be pretty. But, you know, tiny one of them just ugly light-skinned chicks. You know, where they do those. But I'm just saying. I'm just saying, man. It's real. If I'm lying when I open up the lines, y'all mash me, dog. Y'all tell me. But everybody I know be like, yo, that's the ugliest light-skinned famous chick I ever seen. I'm just saying. Most of the time, when you pick a light-skinned chick, she's cute, quote-unquote. But I know some goddamn dark-skinned girls that's goddamn pretty as hell. And, you know, I know some dark-skinned girls that's total bitches. So it's all just crazy, but we do it. We do it. We do it all the time. You know we do. Don't call this fucking show tonight and try and debate whether or not this is an issue with us. And I know fucking well you know it is, okay? Now, Is one better in bed than the other? It's another question. I know it's a stupid question, but some people think, I don't know. I just this question I'm putting out there, okay? Now, you will be surprised what some people will say about that. You know what I'm saying? I think there's an ongoing issue between light and dark-skinned black people that just kind of goes unmentioned. But I'm here to talk about it because this is K100, goddammit. You feel me? It exists, and I can prove it if you need proof. Now, if you're going to keep it 100, I ain't got to talk about how I can prove it. You can just acknowledge the fact that it exists and just give your opinion about the shit. And we can just skip all the goddamn nonsense and bullshit tonight. Okay, please, people? All right. Now, do you ever feel this is a very key question. This is real serious. I want y'all to listen to the last part of the questions. Because I'm going to ask everybody if you've never listened to my show before, what I do is when I answer the phone lines, I basically go back and remind you of the questions and ask you specific questions. And then I let you speak your piece. Okay? Now, do you ever feel, or have you ever felt mistreated because you are a certain complexion? Have you experienced this prejudice amongst your own people personally? I want to hear from you. Alright? What about growing up as a kid? Did the black kid, were you a black kid with dapper hair who got treated differently from your light-skinned cousin them because they had good hair and shit? Oh yeah, nigga. Still going on today. And we know it. We still do it right now. There was a study that was done with some kids. And they were asked to identify the quote-unquote pretty and smart kids by picture. And overwhelmingly, the fair-skinned children won in both categories. Who's pretty? That kid, who's smart, that kid. Most of the time they pick the light-skinned, fair-skinned, complexion, black kid. And the sad part about the fucking study is, it was done with white kids and black kids, and even the black kids pick the light-skinned kids as smart and pretty. What the fuck are we teaching them? Where are they learning this at? They're learning it at home, goddammit! Yeah, you're teaching them this shit. Every time you're looking at some show and you say some shit about some other dark-skinned person or whatever, every time you show a little prejudice towards a dark-skinned black person, you're doing is replicating this shit over and over, just like white people who is prejudiced against all black people in general talk they can. You ain't doing nothing but keeping this shit ongoing, man. Gotta stop it. Pump your brakes for that shit, man. Real talk. Now, like I said, I'm going to ask the callers what's going on. I'm going to get ready to go to the phone lines. And a side note, a little P.S., I'm brown-skinned. So I guess I'm fucking neutral in all this shit. I don't know. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm just trying to take the easy way out. No, for real though. I'm just saying. This shit is ridiculous, man. And I'm here to address it tonight. And if you've actually experienced it personally, make sure you chime in. Okay? 444-8432. Holla at me.
Hey, what's up, Blizzard? It's Uncle Duke. What's goody?
Strizzin, what's going on, man? Appreciate you calling into the show, man. Appreciate you calling into the show. Now, you heard what I'm talking about. You heard the synopsis. You heard me break down what we're going through. You feel me? We're going to have some fun with it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I want you to answer the more serious question, you feel me, I guess, first. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Do you think that there is a black and light-skinned thing still going on with black people today in any way, shape, or form?
Absolutely. You know what I mean? I feel that it's going on. A lot of times, you know, you hear somebody cursing somebody out, and you tell her, I said, black ass, no good black motherfucker. You know what I mean? And we all black. You know,
right.
I'm with that sometimes, I hear it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's still going on today. And a lot of that is because, you know, mainstream society. I mean, if you look at TV right now, I see the light person I see is somebody, you know, I know you, Blizzard, somebody our complexion, your complexion. That's probably the darkest person I see on TV. They won't have nobody too black on TV unless it's the movie, like my man from Amistad or something like that. But after that, you know, like, for me, I got to be honest. I ain't trying to, you know, I love my moms and all that, but when I was a kid, you know what I'm saying, I used to have friends come over and play with me, play domino with the cards with me, and then later on when they leave, my mom said, I don't want that motherfucker in my house no more. I go, why, ma? He too damn black. You know what I mean? I'm like, ma, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? I grew up in that, man, but me as a man, you know what I mean, people, we don't recognize real all over the planet, you know what I mean? Color don't, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's the worst thing, man. I can't be prejudiced against my own people. Where they do that at?
I mean, that's crazy. So I'm going to ask everybody, so what complexion are you for, so everybody that's listening, what complexion would you call yourself?
Well, I used to call myself brown skin, live in Brooklyn, snatch gold chains while cops not looking, you know what I mean?
Right.
They got it from all over, brother. It's dark skin, it's dark, light skin niggas, thugged out, dark skin niggas. Everybody real, you know what I mean? I don't know where all that come from, you know what I mean? That's a lot of times that stuff come from just basic upbringing, man. However, you know what I mean, people was brought up. Like, to answer your second question, like, if I felt any, you know what I mean, I haven't felt any racism behind my complexion. I have been told, like, I'm dating a sister. She goes, so you the blackest person, you know what I mean? Like, you the darkest person. If anybody darker than you, I wouldn't date them. And I go, why?
Right.
You know
what I mean? Why? Why the fuck is up with that? Okay, let me ask. Well, I have to ask you first, and then I'll let you tell the story. How do you feel? Yeah. Do you have a too dark or a too light? You feel me? Because my main question is, and of course everybody's gonna answer the question. Welcome everybody that's tuning into the show. How you doing? What's popping? 347-934-0966. Welcome to the show. Welcome to K100. Again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Make sure you hit the number one. If this is your first time tuning in, make sure you hit the number one on the keypad so I know that you want to holler at me, all right? If not, I won't come to your phone line. I'll just assume that you just want to tune in and listen. You know, maybe you can't pay the Comcast bill this month. This is the only way you can check me out. So if you don't hit the number one on the line, I won't come to your line. Now, back to Uncle Duke. First of all, I got to ask, do you feel like, since you're a man, do you feel like there's a difference between light skin and dark skin? Black women?
Absolutely not, brother. I dated all race, all races, all colors. You know what I'm saying? They got five beautiful chocolate sisters, and they got some pretty butter pecans. You know what I mean? Cinnamon toasted, crunchy roasted, without the nuts, all that. You know what I mean? They got them all, man. All flavored. They all beautiful. They all beautiful. On the same token, on the flip side, on behind the scenes, they got both sides that's busted like Douglas. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? What it is. I really, you know what I mean? I don't buy that whole light skin and dark skin thing, man. All my black women. That's how I see it.
All right. Now, now I got to ask you, though. I got to ask you. What have you heard then? What have you heard? You feel what I'm saying? As far as, like, I know you say you don't buy into the stigmas. You feel what I'm saying? Well, I know for a fact you have heard stigmas about, well, light-skinned chicks are, or dark-skinned chicks are. What have you heard then? Since you even don't buy into it.
Well, I heard that, you know, light-skinned chicks is more sedity, this, that, and the third. I heard, on the same token, I heard black of the berry, sweet of the juice. You
uh-huh.
know what I'm saying? I hear all kind of things. I mean, I hear on both ends, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, like I said, it go back to the upbringing and it go back to what you see on TV. Now, to see anybody dark, I don't see that. Maybe that's a white person. Maybe that's white people doing that. Maybe that's whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I don't see, you know, I don't see too much. I see more on the light skin. Brothers on TV and whatever, then I see dark people on TV. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, there's people that come up and like, yo, you know why I don't buy into the TV thing and all that? Because there's nobody in there that look like me. You know what I'm saying? That's why I kind of appreciated when I came down here to Georgia. Like, where I'm from in Brooklyn, we watching the news. The only black people on the news is light skin. I came out here to Georgia, I see dark-skinned anchormen, dark-skinned news people. Now, they're reporters. This and I'm like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? They're really embracing it down here. So that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I want to make sure that you, because you said you came down here to Georgia. You came down here to the Atlanta area. Let me tell y'all about Atlanta. Atlanta is like a fucking oasis in the desert. For those of y'all that don't know, I'm broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I live. I'm born and raised in Florida. I'm originally a Florida boy, and I am the one to the heart. But I've been living in Atlanta for a decade now. Okay, this is my second home. You feel me? Atlanta is an aberration within this state. Okay, the metro area of Atlanta is predominantly black, but if you go to other parts of the state, it's not the same thing. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Now, because Atlanta has so many black people here, they have I guess that's why it's acceptable. You feel me? But the problem does exist because it should be like that nationwide, and it's not. You feel me? It's only because this is a quote-unquote chocolate city that's okay. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why it's okay, why you see it like that in Atlanta. You feel what I'm saying? That's the only reason why, because when you go to the nationally syndicated news shows, you feel me? You don't see it. The CNNs and the ABC Nightly News and all that. If they got a black person, he is. I don't know if CNN or any one of those shows who claim to be all this, you know, fair or whatever, have ever had a super dark chocolate anchorman.
Right. I believe that. I haven't seen it.
It's because this area is got a lot of black people here. So it's okay. You can get away with it. Matter of fact, it might be an issue if you don't do it.
right.
We got a black mayor, you know, a lot of large, you know what I'm saying, black businessmen and all that kind of stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Kasim Reed, he's dark-skinned brother. He's the mayor of the main county, Fulton County. You understand what I'm saying? All in the news and shit. So, you know, that's an aberration, man. You know what I'm saying? That's an aberration. And it's what made me move to the city myself, to see stuff like that. That's what drew me into this area myself. But it's not like that throughout the whole state. It's just like that in the metro Atlanta area.
Right, okay.
And the problem that you actually, the problem that you alluded to is actually right. It really is like that, especially on TV and shit. You know what
right.
I mean? Especially on TV and shit. A TV is bad with it. Movies, depending on what kind of role it calls for, you can throw a dark-skinned brother or sister in there here and there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But if you want that Will Smith, money, oh, you can't be too chocolate.
You can't be too chocolate, right.
Not for that Will Smith money, nah. You can't be a leading, you know, I think Denzel is the darkest we're ever going to get as far as a leading man that's going to command $20 million a pop.
Is that so, Blizzard? Why is that, man? I mean, you know, they
It's America. What do you mean? Everybody listening to the show, welcome everybody that's on the line. My line's getting kind of full. Make sure you hit the number one if you want to holler. Listen, man, it's America. It's the way. I expect that from them. You know what I'm saying? But my issue, and what I'm talking about on this show tonight, is why the fuck are we like that amongst ourselves? That's the fucking crazy part about it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, I know exactly what you're saying, brother. And, you know, that's like a harsh reality, though. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It's true, though. I'm waiting for the person to try and tell me if they don't think that this is going on. That's what I want. I got a couple people on the line, you feel me? Now, if you're one of these people who feel like what I'm saying, I'm wrong, please, by all means, stop me whenever I come to your line and be like, yo, you taking it too far. I'm over-exaggerating. No, the fuck I ain't. I know it ain't as bad as the baby boomer generation, because the baby boomer generation, they had it. They was bad with this shit. I mean, really bad. You know what I'm saying? It got a little better with my generation on up, but the baby boomer, if you like 40 and up right about now, you experienced the divide amongst our own people. It was crazy. It was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Even in the old blaxploitation movies they used to make and shit. You feel what I'm saying? It's just crazy, man. But I don't know why we like that. You feel me? But I'm glad that you're not like that, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm glad that you don't feel that way about the women. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to have some women calling here tonight and say, if they keep it 100, we're going to have some women calling here tonight and say, they don't date dudes that's blacker than whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I want to know, from all of you people who say that, why? And I also want to know, what stigmas do you feel like is attached? What is it that I can... If you say it's just because you don't like it, it's not attracted to you, I'll take that answer. I'll accept that answer tonight with this... When you tell me that, you feel me? You got to really make me believe that it's really just a feature. You feel me? That it's not nothing deep down within you that makes you just feel funny about it. You know what I'm saying? Because or make sure it's not some kind of preconceived notion that you have about your fellow brother and sister. Because if you got a hang up, it's crazy, man. It doesn't make sense.
Yo, Blizzle.
Right.
Listen, Blizzle, I ain't trying to tell you how to conduct your show, but I got an audience of people listening, and they want to know they want to tune in. So can you shout out that number one more time, 347, what else?
347-934-0966. Yeah. Tell them to call me. You know what I'm saying? When they call in on the line, 347-934-0966. I got quite a few people on the line right now. You feel me? And tell them to hit the number one when they call in and listen to the prompts, to hit the number one. And I'll come to their line if they have an opinion, if you experience it. Now, I'm pretty sure somebody that's a little older can definitely say that they experienced. But even my generation, man, I'm telling you, I got a lot of friends that call this show frequently. I'm waiting for them to hit the number one on this damn keypad, because I've heard them for a fact say they don't really date light-skinned niggas, or they don't really date dudes that's too dark or whatever. I got some homeboys who are the same way. I'm hoping they call the show. I sent these brothers out text messages because I done heard you 1,000 times say, man, I don't fuck with them red bras. They too crazy. Red bras run you crazy. You feel me? Or, you know, just the craziest things that you hear black people say. And I'm like, you know what? When is this going to stop? And so I'm addressing it on my show. You feel me? I address the controversial shit. All right, brother. Uncle Duke.
I'm here, baby.
Oh, okay.
I'm listening.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know, you know what I'm saying? Tell your people, man, you know what I'm saying? When they call in, hit the number one, whatever, and I go to their line. You feel me? I got a couple more people on the line, so I'm going to take a couple of these calls, man. I really appreciate the support and you calling in, though. You feel me? And stay on the line and keep listening. If you feel like somebody said something that you really want to chime in on, you just toggle that number one, just hit number one, like, you know what I'm saying? And sure. I'll see you hit, and I'll come back to your line after the fact, all right?
That's a tenfold.
All right, bro. All right, got a couple people raising their hand. I'm going down the line. Welcome to the show, K1 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Episode 82. We're talking about shades of black. We're talking about prejudices, stigmas, stereotypes amongst our own people. We know white people have these things against us. We're talking about it amongst our own people, light skin versus dark skin. And we're going to cover the gambit. You know what I'm saying? Which one do you find the most attractive? Why do you think that person is, what is it that, about that complexion that turns you off? Why? Do you have a preference? Or if you're a girl, have you ever said, I don't fuck with light-skinned niggas? If you're a brother, have you ever said, I don't fuck with red bones or dark skinned chicks or whatever you feel? I want to know. And tell me why you feel like that. Why is it? What is it that you feel like is the problem with you? Is it that you're just generally not attracted to them? Or do you literally have a problem with them? Something that you think that they might be like? You know what I'm saying? What's going on in your brain when you say this kind of stuff? I want to know. I'm going to Shay right now. She's the next one up. I'm going down the line. Everybody on the line. Now my lines are filling up. Please make sure you hit the number one. Because when you do that, you go up and then I can see you and then I can kind of go down from the top. I don't want people to be waiting on hold any longer than they have to. All right? So I'm going to go to Shay. She was up next. Okay? Shay, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Lou?
What's popping with you, babe?
Oh, not a whole lot. You know, I had to chime in on this one. I won't take up too much time because I know this is going to be a hot topic and everybody going to want to talk.
Right. But, well, go ahead and do your thing. I'll make sure I move right along as quick as I can. But I really want everybody to get their two cents in. Real talk. All right. So go ahead.
Well, you know, I have experienced it on both sides. And as far as like the dating thing, I'm guilty. I have noticed. I don't particularly like seek certain people out or anything. But I have noticed about myself that I'm just not as attracted to lighter skinned guys. I don't know why that is. I've just noticed that they just don't hold the same attraction for me. And I don't think it's because it's not a matter about, you know, how I think they might act, because I don't look at it like that. I just think that I am just personally more attracted to brown skin and deeper skin. I just think brown is beautiful. I just love brown skin. So I think that's why it is for me.
Okay. Now, listen. I'm not – that's what I'm saying. I'm going to ask everybody these same questions. You already know how this show goes because you call a lot. But for everybody who's never listened to my show, I'm going to ask everybody these same damn questions, man. But my thing about it, Shay, are you positive that there has not been any kind of negative input, whether it be subliminal, subconsciously, or something that makes you feel that way, or is it just purely a physical? Because everybody, people like what they like. People like what they like. I like a certain frame of woman. I like a certain, I like a certain frame, and I like a certain height. You feel what I'm saying? But one thing about it, I've never really been the one to say, well, if she's got the body type I like, and the height, and the attitude that I like, but she too black. You feel me? You know, if she's ugly, she's ugly. I don't do ugly, okay? Everybody know me, man.
Yeah, what they do that.
You feel me? I don't do ugly. I'm not ugly. I'm not doing ugly. I just don't. I know you. Now you can say I'm shallow or whatever. I don't give a fuck. Fuck you. But I keep it 100 on that. But I don't associate ugly with complexion.
No,
I never really have. You know what I'm saying? So. You saying it's just a physical attribute that you don't
like?
You
know what, though? I think, too, because growing up, I got teased a lot. And I'm not all that light. I consider myself to be like a caramel brown, so I don't really consider myself light at all. But I got teased growing up, you know, like I wasn't black enough. I mean, I got teased on my cousins. They used to call me, like, Blackanese because I was a little lighter, and I got slanty little eyes. You know, they just say that I look like I was, like, black and Chinese and, you know, stuff like that. And I don't know if maybe that stigma in the back of my mind as I grew up, I just always felt like, well, you know, brown looked better to me. I don't know. Maybe that had a little bit of something to do with it.
Well, maybe it did. I think a lot of it did. Were you treated differently? But did you have like cousins? Like did you have dark skin cousins?
Yeah.
You felt like,
we
you
a
know,
whole rainbow of colors. I mean, we just. Look at my family, you probably wouldn't. I mean, we all look alike, but we all so many different colors that ain't funny. I mean, my grandma, she was like bad at like I say, we all different colors. Like now, the darker skins of my cousins and aunties and all of them stuff like that, my grandma would talk like really bad. I mean,
right.
Really bad, embarrassingly. And because she's like, you know, super, super light.
Yeah, that generation, our grandmama's generation, the demographics of my show is between 25 and 40. For people who listen to my show, and if you're in that generation or age range, your grandmama them, your mama them was bad, but your grandmama them, nigga, stop playing. I know you love grandma them, and I love my grandmama them, and all that, but that generation right there, your grandmama them, they had it bad.
Mm-hmm.
The whole, they was color struck like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, real talk, like, it maybe it was doing parts to the way white people treated certain black people back then, and so they felt like the light-skinned babies that they had or cousins or whatever had was going to go somewhere in life, and then, you know, the other ones was, you know, but I mean, I've seen where they just think the dark-skinned ones were stupid or whatever, and just all kind of crazy shit. Our grandmother generation is, I wish I could get them on the phone, but, you know, this show definitely ain't for them, but for real, they was worse. They 10 times worse than what we are. We better than them. I'll admit that, but that's where it started. That's where the shit was fed to us at. You feel what I'm saying? That's where it was fed to us at. You gotta admit it. All right. So you don't ever you do say that you don't date light skinned guys and you just
No. I didn't say I don't. I mean, I have, and I guess if I ever ran across somebody that just really like knocked me off my feet and just happened to be light, then I'd date them again. But I just like when I see people, that's just not initially. I just not initially attracted to somebody who's like lighter. And you know that's probably kind of bad, but I can't help what I like.
I mean, some people say it's bad that I don't like fat chicks.
Well, I mean, you're not fat, so why would you?
Well, then again, is that
people
shallow?
Usually like what,
I don't know, though.
Like what's similar to them. I mean, on the overall, most people usually like what's similar to them.
Yes, but see, if I say that out loud, people be like, oh, he's fucking me. He's an ass. You feel what I'm saying? They'll take it, Mr. Stewart, and come about it and you know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I don't date fat guys, and I don't date ultra-skinny guys either.
But that's a physical attribute. But when you say you don't date light skin, so that's what I'm trying to get everybody to say. Is it just a physical attribute thing to you, or is it something deeper? I'm trying to dig deeper to this.
No,
you feel me?
I think it's just physical. I don't know, because like when we like match up,
it's
just
cool.
Seems like we don't match.
Right.
I mean,
it's cool.
And that's bad because you know I've dated other races, and I guess that's why I don't.
You saying you don't match, but I'm like, what is the match you're looking for, Shay? What match is this you talking about?
I don't know. I just like brown. I think that
but you say they don't. No. You say they don't match. What do you mean? See now I was always about to go to the next call, and you said something that triggered me. What do you mean it don't match? What you mean?
No, I mean like our skin tones don't match. I guess I'm just.
What do you mean? What you mean the skin tones don't match? What are you talking about? Everybody. No, Shay. See now because
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
You almost had me convinced that it was just like being the difference between dating a thin or a large woman. But no, Shay, when you said that it don't match, what you mean it don't match? It's just a complexion of skin. What
know,
you mean it don't match?
I can't help. That's what I'm just more attracted to, darker. I mean, like, my complexion and darker.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, I don't know. I mean, and I have dated other guys that was, you know, lighter. And like I said, you know,
lighter, but really, light skin guy, ew.
I didn't say it like that.
Okay, fine.
I did not say it like that. That's not what I meant. That's not what
all
I
right. meant. Okay, fine. You didn't mean it like that. I'm just telling
I'm
you how saying. I came
across. I'm just more attracted to others, so I can't help my attraction. So.
All right, then.
That's not to say that, you know, if I met somebody that I liked and it was cool and everything, like, that I wouldn't date him. I'm just saying. Initially, like, when I'm, like, you know, across a crowded room and all that stuff, that's not the guy that's going to get my attention first, I guess.
All right. I get that. I dig that. I guess it's like me looking at a chick from across the room and her ass is flat, and I'm like, keep it moving. I don't know.
Exactly. I mean, when she turns around, she might have a cute face, but, you know, if you don't get to that point, then, you know, you're going to keep it moving.
All right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I wanted to believe that you meant the first time.
That is what I meant.
Fine, if you say so. Next caller on the air, Keisha L. Please save the babies. I'm hanging up with Shay. Please save the babies.
What's going on, man?
What's popping? Glad you're back. I ain't heard from you in a minute. What's going on? Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Oh, okay. Hey, what's happening? So, you've been listening on the live for a minute. Okay, now... First of all, initial question, do you think that this light-skinned, dark-skinned thing that is an issue with us black people?
Of course.
Okay, what complexion are you for everybody that's listening? I would like, if you could say someone famous, you like Halle Berry's complexion, like that? Right.
No, I think I'm darker than Halle Berry, honestly.
I don't know. Without that makeup on, y'all probably the same complexion. I know. She's light like that, y'all. Halle Berry light. You are. You are light like that. I'm just saying.
Now,
okay.
I see people telling my daddy was black when they would ask me. Or my daddy
right.
was white.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You look like you could possibly maybe be mixed. That's how fair-skinned you are. I'm just saying. Real talk.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Until they see the Afro puff.
Exactly. Afro's coming through. Yeah.
Then they might reconsider things. Now.
Yeah.
So you do think, you do admit, and you do think that the light skin, dark skin thing is an issue with us, our people, right? Right?
Yes, I do.
Now, what have you personally experienced by way of this? Have you ever experienced with your own people? Now, we already know how white people, prejudice white people that don't give a shit. Even though, key side note, I will allow you to tell me an instance or an example of you seeing white people actually treat the complexion of a black person differently. Like, I know some white people don't like dark-skinned men, and they can kind of warm up to a light-skinned brother. You feel me? Because they feel like they're closer to what they look like, and they warm up to them more, and it's easier. So they do, in fact, break us down like that, too. But and I feel free to address that, but have you ever experienced it yourself, either growing up or right now, present day?
Not really. I mean, I would get that whole, you know, good hair business, but and you must be half this and half that, and white girl this and that. I would get things like that, but I mean, I never took it seriously because I know who I am, and I just, I don't know. It was just was beyond me. Hey, I'm not white. I mean, I may talk like it sometimes, but I'm not white. And even my family teases me, and they call me white girl. I mean, ever since, I don't even know when I've been white girl, but I mean, I don't take it to heart because I know better.
Uh-huh. But see, you know, even a little shit like that, even when you grow up and you tease the light-skinned kid and say you think you white or you act white or whatever, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, all of that feeds and contributes to this whole dilemma. This whole show, all of that is a part of this show, everybody, because that shit does fucking matter, especially when you a child. When you say that kind of shit to a kid, you understand what I'm saying? You know, I'm not even really high yellow. I'm not even what you would call high yellow. I'm brown. I'm a high brown. I'm a light brown. You feel me? Yeah, I'm a light brown. I'm a light brown. I don't think I'm. I know I'm not dark. I'm not dark skinned by any way, shape. But I'm light brown. You feel me? And so I remember growing up and being called yellow banana. And you know what I'm saying? You little high yellow motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, and that is. That when you say that to somebody, when you say you black ass mother, you are saying that is a part of why you are degrading this person at this very moment. Because you actually put that into it. It's like when you go to a motherfucker and say you fat motherfucker. Well, you ain't just saying you a motherfucker. You calling them a fat motherfucker. You talking about how fat they are. You know what I'm saying? So you are actually driving home the fact that they are that complexion and you have a problem with it, and you putting that negative annotation at the end of it. Hey, come on, man. What else can it be? How else can you take that, especially when you were a child?
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
that's just like calling kids fat and crazy. I mean, it sticks. You can't call kids out of their name and expect it not to affect them later on in life or even at that moment.
Right, right. Now, of course, I'm going to ask both sexes the question about the opposite sex. Do you have a preference? Do you have a prejudice or a shade that you don't go beyond when it comes to dating and talking to men or whatever?
No, I really don't. But after listening in for a little while and thinking about guys that I've dated and been in relationships with, they've been either brown or very dark. So, but I've been all over the spectrum.
Mm-hmm. But you really don't do the light skinned brothers, right? Like that.
I won't say I don't do them like that. I mean, I guess they just don't do me. I don't know.
Why do you think that is? What is this? What are some stereotypes and stigmas that you've heard for either light skin, fair skin, men or women? Just give me some. Just throw me one that you always hear, that you might always hear.
I hear, you know, light skin, they crazy and this, that, and the other, like you said. And I also have heard, like, things like, well, the darker they are, they might be Haitian or Jamaican. And, you know, them Haitians and Jamaicans is crazy. And I've heard things like that, but I mean, I don't know.
You don't know. You never heard anything. You never heard that high yellow girls is a ditty. You've never had anybody come up to you and just assume or think that they thought you was all that because you were fair skinned. You never had that happen.
Yeah,
Yes, I've gotten that. I've gotten ice queen and stuck up, and can't nobody talk to you, and can't nobody this, that, and the other. I have gotten that, yes.
Okay.
I
was willing to bet that. You know what I'm saying? That's the number one thing with the fair skinned women. They think they all that.
I mean, get to know me. If you're standing across the room and you're looking at me, thinking that, then I would say step to me. Come and talk to me and see what it's all about. Don't just stand over there with your little "I'm not gonna talk to her because she's too bright" business. That's ridiculous.
Well,
I probably don't do anyway, if that's the case.
Right. Well, listen, I know that's how, in the perfect world, that we would like people to be and think, but I'm just saying that the sad fact of the matter is, and for the purposes of the show, we're going to go with the fact that we know that that's not real. You know what I'm saying? Look, we know that people do that. We know that people stand across the room and look at the high yellow girl and be like, she probably thinks she all that. You feel what I'm saying? That's just the way it is. I don't know why we do that. I don't know why we do that, because she's probably the coolest and nicest chick in that motherfucker. Yes, she may be light-skinned and pretty. I don't know. Maybe they just intimidated. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they just intimidated. I don't know. I don't know. But what do they think is? My thing is, are they thinking that the light-skinned girl are gonna diss them or not talk to them because of what? Because she's what? What is it that they're assuming?
Thank you.
I don't know.
Because I'm in no way, shape, or form stuck up or too high class or nothing like that. Little get old from the project, Keith, come over and say something.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, stay on the line and make sure you toggle to number one if you hear something that you want to address. You know I'm gonna open the mics all up at the end of the show to get all the way.
That's
pumped.
What I was gonna tell you. There
okay.
was when I was growing up, there was a family that ouch, maybe you're gonna make me fall. That lived near us, and they were, I guess maybe back in their family, there were some white people, so they were all very fair, and they had, you know, fine hair and things like that. And one of the little girls told me that her grandmother, she did that whole paper bag business with them, too. But she told her that if somebody is darker than you, let them speak to you first. You don't speak to anybody who's darker than you first.
What?
I remember her saying that.
What?
Yeah.
See, that's just fucking retarded. What the fuck is that going to mean? What does that mean? But you, that's what I'm saying. All that little stupid shit. Man, I'm telling you, people still do that shit now. I'm going to fuck with nobody, especially grandmamas. Grandmamas? If your grandma and them still alive and shit, I'm telling you, they ain't changed like that. That's like asking a white person's grandmama or granddaddy who never really liked black people to really just accept like that. They going to die with that shit at the end of the day. You just got to make sure that you don't got them carry that shit on, you feel me, to your kids. But we can't help it. And it's not even half of the shit ain't our fault. Half of the time, the media and TV and everything, but with the absence of dark-skinned black people in prominent positions on TV and always shown in a negative light a lot of times, this is what psychologically, subliminally drives all of this bullshit. So we have to, as black people, nip it in the bud. You know what I'm saying? We got to do it ourselves. All right, let me go to some more callers, and I got people raising their hand. All right, stay on the line, all right?
All right.
Keys up next, and then I see you, Michigan girl. You on deck. And then another 404 number. You on deck. All right? So, Key, you on the air. What's popping?
Hey. Yeah, this is a very interesting subject. I've had instances where, like, my ex-mother-in-law, she felt like her son shouldn't have married me because I was too dark.
Uh-huh.
But his father is about three shades darker than I am, and I am a dark brown female.
Right.
Like, dark brown. And he's darker than me, but she felt like I was too dark to marry her son.
Did she ever say that? Or
yes,
is that what she felt?
She did. She said that. She said that.
Well, she's from that generation, first of all. You know, that generation.
Yeah,
you know, I told
she is, but like I said, her husband is like three shades darker than I. He's black. Like, black.
But, I don't know. I don't know how the hell she gonna say that shit if her husband.
And that's what I didn't understand that either.
So let me ask you this. Did she ever, well, I'm pretty sure y'all have had issues then. You feel me?
Yes, we did. Until I had my daughter. Once I had my daughter, you know, her first grandson is really light-skinned because her daughter is light and the daddy is like Italian and black. So he's really fair-skinned.
Right.
So when I had my daughter, you know, of course, it's her grandbaby, so she's going to accept her. She was lighter when she was born, but once she started to take her out, and she's always around a lot of white people, she's always like, oh, this white lady came up to me and said, Jasmine is so pretty. And but I always was like, why do you feel the need to disclose what race the person was that called her pretty?
Uh-huh.
You know, she's really color-struck, and she's really, you know, on that whole, well, since she's dark and pretty, brown and pretty, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you say my granddaughter is, I don't know, just pretty, you know, I'm not dark and pretty, but just pretty.
But I've had people say that to me. I've had people say, oh, you so pretty for a dark-skinned girl. I'm
yes!
like, what is that?
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, Now, I can listen. I will fucking keep it 100% on this goddamn show. I will never, the day I stop keeping it 100, I'm going to kill myself and I'm going to log off and it's going to be the end of this shit. I will say that shit, and I know that's bad, but I can openly admit whatever the fuck, I can openly admit to all my faults because that's why I started this show. And I'm just an open book. People know more about me than I ever know about them. When you're a host and you're doing a radio show and you just constantly talking, people be like, yo, and they listening. You know what I'm saying? So I'm an open book, okay? I've been called everything, a chauvinist, a racist, all kind of shit because of some of the things I said on my show. But I'm going to tell you, I have in fact said that, and I've said that recently. When I've looked at a dark skin system, you feel me, and be like, man, she black, but she pretty as a motherfucker. Like, right, and listen, I can admit that. And I know some of you motherfuckers listening to this shit and on this line right now, sitting back with your damn ears, sit back, listen to me, y'all do the same thing. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't know, okay, let's just be honest, that's wrong. To say that she's black, but as if black
she's supposed to be ugly.
Ugly because she's dark, but she's not. So when I say that, I know that I'm feeding into the very shit that I'm talking about, but I don't know. It's just how I was programmed, raised up. It's not, I know I got to be the one to change that or whatever. You feel me? But I know that's one thing that I know for a fact that I can say. I don't buy into the whole all light-skinned girls are bitches or sediddy or whatever. You feel me?
Because
I don't think that either.
I mean, there's some light skin. I've had people tell me, you know, that, oh, you seem like you stuck up and this and that. But it goes back to the whole, she's cute, or they think I'm attractive. And so it's like, what does that mean? Just because somebody is deemed to be attractive, no matter what color they are, you assume that their personality is a certain way. And that's just wrong all the way across the board.
That's called a prejudice. We already had this show, I can't remember. Go back and look your damn self. But anyway, goddamn it, I already had the episode about racism. I don't know what number, but if you look on my show page, it says, are you a racist? And I broke down the definition of racism and prejudice, and I'm a prejudiced motherfucker. I had to admit to it when I read the definition of being prejudiced, which is, in so many words, having a preconceived notion about someone before you even actually meet them based on whatever information that you had before.
Now, the funny thing is, I've had white people treat me differently because they felt like I looked a certain way. This one white lady I used to work for, she was like, you're really pretty. But then they treated them different. Like, why would you treat them different? Because you may not like necessarily the way they look.
No. That's not the same thing as what we're talking about tonight. Because I'll do a whole show on pretty versus ugly. How easy pretty motherfuckers have it in life. And matter of fact, I might do that tomorrow since you bring it up. Attractive people are definitely 100% treated differently. And if you're an attractive person, that's not the same as treating you differently because your skin complexion. Being attractive and being not attractive and getting treated differently is not the same as what I'm talking about. So you might have been getting treated differently because you're an attractive woman regardless of your complexion, and they might not have been. Because obviously it couldn't have been about your complexion if y'all was the same complexion, right?
Well, true.
It's about, that's one of them pretty people have it easy shows, and I got that one on deck I already had that in the goddamn, in the tubes lining up. You just remembered me that I did have that. I want to talk about how easy attractive people have it and how hard unattractive people have it. I might do that this week. I don't know. That's a whole other show, but that's not the same
thing.
Well,
we'll get to the complexion issue then.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's definitely a disconnect and, you know, where it comes to light skin versus dark skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad,
now,
but it's true.
Now, let's go ahead. And I got a couple more calls. I'm going to try to hurry up and get to y'all. I'm coming, y'all. What about you and the opposite sex? Keep it 100. You know.
You don't have to tell me to keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Everybody listening to the show knows that I like darker skin men. I like darker skin men.
What is your problem? What is your problem?
I don't have a problem with light skin men. I have dated light skin men. I've dated them. But I've always just been more attracted to darker skin men.
What is the problem?
And I feel like light-skinned men are stuck up because I've had light-skinned men approach me and they were cool, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I was just more attracted to a darker-skinned man.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I think it's because, I thought about that myself, I think it's kind of because I feel like literally they're blacker, you know what I'm saying? Not skin-based, but they're blacker.
What?
You understand what I'm saying?
No,
like,
I don't.
Like, they're their body blackness more, not necessarily because of the skin, because, like, the darker skin men tend to have more of the strong features. You know what I'm saying? They have stronger features.
Uh-huh.
Like, male features. They have stronger male features.
Okay. I don't know. I don't even know if that's true or not. I'm not a girl, but...
I mean, it may not be, but, you know...
See, that's what I'm saying. It probably isn't.
Then again, I've gone out with light-skinned men, and, you know, it's like, okay, you know, you cool.
But you too yellow for me. But you too light.
No.
Yes, I can hear it in your voice, man. Come on, man.
I can hear it. You like what you like. That's the thing. You just like what you like. I don't automatically shoot somebody down because they're light-skinned. It's not like I wouldn't give them a chance and it's just totally out of the question. That's not the case.
It sounds like they're going to have a hard... They're going to have to work twice. Look, it's just like... It's just like fucking affirmative action, man. It's like the black guy and the white guy are the same on the same level, but this black guy got to work 3 times harder to get this damn job. If this light-skinned brother got to work 3 times harder to get you, and he's the same body type, he makes the same amount of money, he has a great personality, he's got all the other things that the other black, dark-skinned
people
have.
Here's the thing, if he has the same body type, we might not have a problem. If he had those same strong features that I tend to look for, in a man, if he has those features, then we probably won't have an issue.
What are we talking
like
about?
What
are we talking about here? What are you? Are you talking about muscle? Are you talking about dick size? What are you talking about? K100.
I look at things like people like the nose, the cheeks, the shoulders. I like really broad shoulders. I like, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't like real pointy type noses. That type of thing. I like really masculine type features. I want you to look like a man. I don't even want you to be halfway looking diluted, like you too pretty or whatever.
Here we go. I was waiting for a motherfucker to open the door because I didn't want to.
It's some dark skinned pretty dude. It's some dark skinned pretty looking dude too.
You know it. You know what it is. The light skinned pretty motherfucker. You heard Nino Brown. The pretty motherfucker? Yeah, the light-skinned niggas are pretty motherfuckers. We pretty boys, right?
No, not all of y'all. No,
okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I don't like the ones that they so diluted. Uh-huh. They got the little pointy white noses.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just like what I like. Hey, whatever.
If you just prejudice against your own people, you just are, Key. You just are.
I like them all. I love black men as a whole. I love them all because they're
all
black
right.
And I love them.
All right, if you say so.
Forget you, man.
I'm just saying. Damn it, man. Pretty motherfucker. All right. Y'all know the goddamn movie. I'm going down the line. Stay on the line. I got people raising their hand. Up next is Michigan Girl, and then 770-896, you after her. Let's get it. Maybe cold. Do cold weather got anything to do with it?
I think so. What's up?
What's going on? Well, of course. thanks again for tuning in to the show. And, you know what I'm saying, this is one of my repeat callers, y'all. This is one of my peoples, you know what I'm saying? So thanks for supporting the show all this time. Now, First of all, I'm going to ask you the first initial question like I asked everybody. Do you think there's a problem, a light-skinned, dark-skinned issue amongst our people? We have to first start there.
Yes, there is.
What complexion are you?
I'm brown, but like I guess a light brown skin.
Light brown skin, okay. A light brown.
Yeah.
You feel? Hey, you know, I said I'm brown, so I'm kind of like out of it. Like, I throw my hands up like, yo, I ain't no lie. I'm not high yellow or dark. I don't know what to do. Y'all battle it out. No, I'm just saying. But okay, so you're light skin, light brown.
Light brown. I used to be lighter. I've gotten darker over the years. Yay.
Okay, well, moving to the south from Michigan, that'll do it to you, right?
Right, right.
Okay. Now, y'all people ain't getting enough sun up there. Anyway, I'm just fucking around. Look. What have you personally experienced by way of your life's walk in this area that we're talking about? What have you seen, and what stereotypes do you feel before you even see somebody that you've heard that you actually believe yourself? And just keep it 100. If you believe it, you feel that way, you just do. But what are your personal experiences with the whole stereotypes with the light and dark skinned people?
I got teased a lot growing up because, like I said, I was lighter, and when I was younger, I had this like sandy, blonde, reddish brown hair. So I always got teased. I wasn't black enough, high yellow, yellow banana. Oh, you beige. You're going to get lost in the snow. You white. You know, I got all of that because of my complexion. So, and then my grandmother, she's light and she's very color struck. So when I had my son and he started changing color, because of course when he was born, he was real light. Then he got this pretty brown, you know, not too dark, whatever, but, you know.
Wait a minute, whoa. What you mean not too dark? You see, listen, everybody.
No.
Wait. I'm benefiting the show. What the fuck is too dark? Not too dark. You see how I see it? Look.
I'm trying to describe what complexion he is because of what she says about him.
Do you see how easy it was, everybody? I'm gonna let you talk. You see how easy everybody listening? 347-934-0966, hit the number 1 if you're on the line. Welcome to K100. I'm your host, Blizzum. We're talking about shades of black, the color struck, the light dark skin issue amongst black people. My caller on the line, she's from Michigan. You see that? You see the Michigan girl? That's what I call her. You feel me? And you see what she just said? How easy that was to say? How easy that rolled off her tongue? Not too dark. What the fuck? There is no too dark, people. You feel me?
Well,
now I'm not trying to question, but I'm just saying that whole that mind frame that you just had. You can't. What do you mean too dark?
I don't want to say like, oh, he's black, but I was saying that to say that because my grandmother's high yellow, so when I had him, he's this brown color, you know, nice brown color, nothing wrong with it.
Nice
but,
brown? Nice. Go ahead. Okay.
But I'm just saying, but to her, he's dark. So she's all, oh, my little chocolate baby and all of this stuff. And so it's like if she had a problem with it because she thinks that anybody, if you pass a certain, like a paper bag or whatever, then you're too dark. So I was just saying that to say he's not like black, you know, real dark, but to her he's real dark. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't think of a better way to explain it other than he's not really dark, but he's just brown, but he's too dark for her. So
too
it's
dark
always.
For her. Too dark for her.
Yes.
Grandmama.
This is her great grandson, but he's too dark for her. He's always her chocolate this and oh my little dark. You know, it's always something about his complexion. So that's why I was saying that way to describe how she feels about it, because anything darker than a paper bag pretty much is, you know, they're black to her. They're too black. It's
too,
her,
too black.
Not to me.
Right.
And that's how she'll say it. They're too black. Oh, that's too black.
Right. Well, you see, now, like I said, and I think you was on the line, the older generation, They are bad with it. But like I said, we've gotten better, but we still got the stigma. But that older generation of black people, they color struck like an older generation of white people. You can't expect much from them. I know it's sad that we got to be like, man, you know what? Just when that generation dies off, when the baby boomer generation dies off, whatever, some of the things that they were teaching and some of the ways that they felt, you feel me? That's why I feel like prejudice in this country is still rampant, because everybody that's running the country are baby boomers or older. All the senators and governors and all those motherfuckers came from the generation of people who are rampant racist, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and buy because Obama won that all that shit is negated. You feel what I'm saying?
Please, now, no. It's
just fucking retarded and asinine to even think that dumb shit. But anyway, like I was saying, now, what about you and how you feel when it comes to men? Do you have a color hang-up stigma? Is there a too light or a too dark for you?
No.
No? No. You don't care. The darker the berry or lighter, do you think is out of light skin? Are they pretty boys? Like Key said, all light skin being a pretty boys. I know she's going to hit number one because I know she didn't really say that.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I have run into some that I would call a pretty boy because they going to stay in the mirror longer than you. But I don't think that's all light-skinned men. So I don't, have one, oh, if he's past this complexion, I won't, date him or anything like that. If you're attractive to me, I don't care what complexion you are, we going to go, talk about it, see if we vibing or whatever, and that's going to be, and it'll go from there. So it's not like, he's too, I can't talk to him, or no, he's too light. It's just, if I think you're attractive, then we're going to see what's going on from there.
Right, so you don't think one or the other is going to be better in bed or is going to be a cooler person or whatever, harder or nothing like that. You don't think light-skinned boys going to be more softer than the dark-skinned niggas. You don't think that?
No.
Okay.
I know some light-skinned dudes that, if you look at them, you would think, oh, he's probably a punk.
Why would you think that?
I would, but I'm saying some people would that have that stereotype in their mind that light-skinned men are punks or, whatever, and they far from it. And then I know some dark-skinned men that people would look at them and think, oh, yeah, he's so hard or whatever, if that's what they think, and he's not. So I don't have any of those preconceived notions about, oh, if you light, you this, and you dark, you this. It's just whatever.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, I appreciate you calling the show. I got some more people raising their hand. I got to get to them. I got to play some music. I got a lot of stuff to do in 50 minutes. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. All right. Don't go nowhere, though, because I'm going to open up the lines and let y'all have at it at the end of the show. You did?
All right.
347-934-0966. Welcome to the show. This is K100 Internet Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks for tuning in to the show, everybody who called in. And thanks to everybody who listening to the podcast after the fact. Going to the phone lines again, 770-896. You on the air with K100. Get at you, boy.
What up, Blizzard? This is Skills from Brooklyn, part of the 4040 Club. I got a theory on your black and white issue.
Okay.
Okay, now, we all came from Africa, right?
Right.
When we came from Africa, we all dark-skinned black brothers and sisters.
Right. Were we all the same complexion back then? Were we? Really?
Yeah, we were all dark skin.
But you don't think there was no flavor in our complexion? Even do you think every slave that they brung over here was all dark complexion?
Okay. Yeah. The part of Africa they went to, they were all dark skin.
Okay.
Okay. Now those that were fair to the white slave masters that were took inside the house, and the women that was raped and had those kids. But when they came out, they was fair skin, light skin. There was more favor to the white men than the dark skin brothers that was outside on the field, outside in the field picking cotton, so on and so forth. That's where the hate came from.
Right. That's where it started. Okay. I said that. I don't know if you probably wasn't here at the beginning of the show, but I said in my synopsis that at the beginning of each one of my shows, I type up a synopsis of the show, and that's what I blast out over MySpace and Facebook and everything and text out to let people know what the show is about. And in my synopsis, I actually said, once again, the back in the day, the light-dark issue was rooted in slavery. The dark-skinned slaves were field workers, and the light-skinned ones were house workers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's where it comes from. We all love each other. We all treat each other as equal until the time, when when that came out, you know, those little baby, little light skinned babies, okay, the white man's gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna have him in my house. He's part of my seed. I'll trust him more than dude that's outside picking cotton. I don't trust Toby.
Right.
But my little seed right here, my little second, third, my little seed on the side, I'm gonna trust him and, you know, have him in the house doing whatever little chores. You know what I mean? I can trust him around my wife.
Right.
Or my little kids, my sons and my daughters.
Right. The Willie Lynch letter, people, look it up. Google it. All right.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
The Willie Lynch letter. Right now, that just Google. That's enough. If you have not read that whole letter, the sadistic motherfucker Willie Lynch, the one who wrote it. Yeah, he was. It's sad to say he was actually on to something. He actually says in the Willie Lynch letter, amongst other fucked up shit, that pitting the black skin, the dark skin slave against the fair skin slave would benefit the white man, and basically it has. This was a manifesto of how to break a slave in America back when they were bringing us over here. So you really need to read that, brother. Anybody listening to my show that has not read the Willie Lynch letter, just Google it. Willie Lynch. All right? You ain't got to type it exactly right. As soon as you get close to it, it'll find it for you. You need to read that. Do your research. Read what that motherfucker wrote down. And actually look at the state of black people today. And all you can do is shake your head. All you can do is shake your fucking head. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really. This was written over 200 years ago. All right? And when you look at the state of black America right now, all you can do is just shake your head. Like, could he have been, it's amazing how right he almost was about a lot of the shit that he said would end up happening to our people.
Mm.
When you treat them a certain way. All right? An ultimate guide to brainwashing and breaking a slave.
Yeah, that's tight.
So you got to read that letter, brother. You got to read that letter. Now,
okay.
What complexion are you? I didn't even ask you. What complexion are you?
I'm one of them Tyrese looking brothers. You know what I mean?
Okay, now we got to go into the fun part of the question. What do you feel about the opposite sex? You feel me? I know you've been on the line for a minute, so you've been hearing some of these sisters slip up and say little things here and there. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, do you feel a little ways about the light-skinned sisters or the dark-skinned sisters? If you do, it's not necessarily, I don't want to say it's okay, but it's just a realistic notion. You feel what I'm saying? To kind of have these little... You heard it, you know, the light-skinned girls think they're too cute or they crazy, crazy-ass red bones or whatever. Well, how do you feel about that, about the opposite sex?
On that topic, the only issue I have about a woman is their physique. I'll take any race, color, or creed as long as they're... See, I'm 6 feet, 190, muscular built, you know?
Right.
I would like a woman... A little thicker than me. I like little thick women. Nice thighs, hips, you know, strong upper body. And I mean, I like a little woman slimmer than me.
Right. Okay.
You know?
So the complexion really ain't an issue with you. You're going to take them how they come. It's a physical body type. And that's how I am.
Yeah.
That's how I am. Yeah, that's how I am. Even though I did call myself out and actually kill myself on my own show, because I know for a fact I have actually said shit and felt like, oh, well, she's black, but she's pretty. Because sadly to say, have you ever said that? Have you ever looked at a black girl and be like, damn, she's black, but she's pretty as a motherfucker, as if because she's black, she should have been ugly?
Yeah, no, I never felt that way, no.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that shit. I ain't gonna front. I'm kind of guilty of when I meet a high yellow girl, you feel me, even though I know I don't assume that way, but when I meet her, I am secretly, quietly, a little bit more pleasantly surprised that she wasn't to Diddy. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't buy into that and I don't assume it, even though I don't assume it really myself, when I do talk to a fair-skinned woman and she's not that way, I feel a little like, wow, okay, good. Because I do kind of, sort of, in the back of my brain, it's like, even though I don't act on that and I don't assume that, it's like when I talk to them and they're not that way, it's like when a white person talks to a black person and then he's intelligent. You know what I'm saying? Even if they're not a racist, car carrier member of the Ku Klux Klan, you feel what I'm saying? But when they talk to a black
person... I heard earlier when you said about, you know, brothers are scared to talk to a light-skinned woman because they're intimidated because they feel that they ain't going to talk to them. You know what I mean? They just straight up scared. I mean, they ain't got no... I mean, they hop from the Kool-Aid and shit. They looking for the rejection before they even get it.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Step to your business. So you never know that everyone might be like, that brother's good. You know what I mean? Let me give him my number. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But a lot of brothers are scared, and that comes from way back when.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That they used to, and it's been put in our mind, you know what I mean, from a long time ago, they stuck up, they have to diddy. No, they have to diddy with you, because they just probably wasn't your type. You know what I mean? That's all. You can't
right. You
can't brainwash her just because she turned you down. Come on now. No,
yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
feeling that. I'm not feeling that.
Right. Now, I know you said that you don't feel that way, but what have you heard? What have you heard, not that you feel this way, but what have you heard people say about dark skin or light skin people? Like, you know, you may have some friends who be like, "Yo, all dark skin or light skin people are blah this or blah that." What have you heard? You feel me? Not what you
well,
feel.
Of course, the main topic. Oh, light skin chick, they say diddy, yada yada yada. The black and shit. Oh, she too black. You know what I mean? She
right.
too black. I heard it all. I heard this about it all.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? And I'm proud of that. But I just look at them like as weak-minded people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? And this I know they ain't no go-getters. You know what I mean? And they let them slip by. You know what I mean? They let them slip right by their fingers because, I mean, shit, all you just had to do is step to your business.
Right.
Accept rejection. You know what I mean? Because you're gonna get rejected by anybody and anything throughout your whole life. So you know, accept it. You know, as a man or a woman.
Right. Exactly. Good point. You feel me? I think it's more about your goddamn whack ass game than your complexion. Sometimes,
exactly.
nigga. You feel me?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But
I will.
But you know what though? I will say something, and I'm going to bring one other point up, and then I'm going to go into a little bit of music, and then I'm going to come back to the lines. I hope everybody stays on the line and talks to me, but you know, I got to run the music. This is a talk/music show.
Right,
I got to
show
love. All right, now, but I will tell you this. Black men, and it was alluded to earlier in the show, I think black men do feel like, depending on your complexion or whatever, determines your quote-unquote hard factor, even though I know some gangster-ass light-skinned dudes, and I know some puss-ass black dark-skinned brothers, I do feel like ever since, I don't know, I mean, it was before New Jack City, but just like I said, the scene in New Jack City where Nino Brown's the chocolate gangster and G-Money and Christopher Williams was like the light-skinned pretty boy motherfucker.
Yeah, he's
kind of
like pretty ass anyway.
You know what I'm saying? I think black men do be kind of buying into that. Like, put it this way. I feel like I've been tried before because of my complexion. And I'm not even really high yellow. You feel me? But I felt like some niggas have tried me before because they think I might be one way, then I had to goddamn snap. You feel what I'm saying? Let these niggas know ain't no sweet over here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But I do think that when it comes to amongst black men, I do think black men do got this little goddamn thing where they may see a nigga and think, oh, he yellow. This nigga might be soft. And I think that's why the motherfucking goddamn the women get it from. Because I think the niggas be like, man, that old high yellow puss ass nigga, that pretty motherfucker, fuck that. You know, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? They think they gonna be hard or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think that goes on in the streets, especially. You feel what I'm saying?
And on the flip side, of that, them high yellow dudes feeling that they more sense, they light skin, they more pretty enough, and they can do better than us. Yeah, so on and so forth. They can get the girl, they can get the job. They feel that way. That's in their man too as well.
Right.
And they do look at us differently.
Right, they do. They do. And then you got white, then you got light skinned niggas. And I got a homeboy Mike. I was trying to get him to call the show. This nigga light skinned. He a light skinned nigga. You feel me? And he got like curly hair because his mama was half Puerto Rican. This nigga is the fightingest motherfucker I have because motherfuckers used to always try him because he was like a pretty boy G-Money looking motherfucker. And I guess niggas always wanted to test this nigga because he was like that. Even though he got down and seen him whoop 100 niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, nigga, you feel me? Because they always sleep on him because they think he a pretty boy. And then when he rocked their ass, I sit back and be like, they going to try this nigga because he got them light-skinned and they going to beat the fuck out of him. I've actually witnessed it, dog. You feel what I'm saying? So I know for a fact that little whole stigma and shit. You know what I'm saying? Niggas be having that shit in the back of their brain a little bit. Like I don't give a fuck who you is, what size you is. I think I assume any nigga is a killer until I got them proof otherwise, and that's how I stay on my D. You know what I'm saying? Period, point blank. Because you never know. You feel me? I assume the worst.
My thing is
the worst. Period. You know what I'm saying?
My thing is never underestimate the next man and always expect the unexpected.
Right. That's how I roll. You feel what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what size, complexion, or whatever you are. You know what I'm saying? But I do feel like that is a little something that's floating around with light-skinned dudes. You feel me? That's just from a male perspective. Niggas be thinking they soft or some shit like a lot of times, and I don't know what the fuck that be about either. But it's going on. I don't know. You feel me? But I'm dressing all this shit tonight, man. I'm airing out every motherfucking thing. K fucking 100. Stay on the line, man.
This is my first time on that show, man. I love you, boy. This is what's happening.
All right, man. Appreciate it, man. I'm gonna run some of this good music, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna do put me on, man. This is gonna go mainstream. This is gonna be on TV.
Well, if I go mainstream, I can't say shit like motherfucker with a gunshot behind it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only problem. You know what I'm saying? I can't do Blizzum. I can't do Blizzum on NBC. You know what I'm saying?
That's the team.
Maybe I can get an HBO show. If I can get an HBO show, I'm good. You feel me?
There you go. That's it. Yo, Blizzum, it was nice talking to you, man. It's so easy, man. Just having some nice foods right now, man.
All right, man.
Peace out to you.
So, of course, everybody knows K100 Internet Radio. Again, I'm your host, 347-934-0966. Welcome to the show, everybody that's on the line, those who have talked and those who haven't talked. I've seen a couple of people that I already talked to before hit the number one, so they must want to talk about something that I've said after I talked to them. But you know I got to spin some music. Now, I debuted this song a little while ago, you feel me? But I actually just really officially released it on my website and everything, and you actually go to my website and download it. If you go into the, if you come to the Blog Talk Radio page, and I have a link to all my music. But I'm going to play this song one more time because it's pretty much got to do with color. You feel me? And it's a song that I made and that I dedicated to all my black women, you feel me, out here in the world. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, I love my black women. I don't care. You feel me? You know, if you black or dark chocolate black or if you light skinned or whatever, man. I got love for my black women. And so I decided that I got so much love for them, I'm going to big them up instead of calling them bitches and hoes. Again, because I won't lie, act like I never have. But goddamn it, if you ain't a bitch or a hoe, then I ain't talking to you. And we've been through that. Yeah, we've been through that. But I'll do a whole show on it. I am going to get to that show. It's coming, motherfuckers. All right. This is Blizzum, Queens, produced by Track Pros. Sit back and enjoy the music, man. I'm getting ready to come back, and then we're going to open the lines back up and let everybody have at it and let everybody ask each other questions, all right? K1's Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. This is my new song, Queens, all right?
Yeah. This is a shout-out and a big up to all my beautiful black women out here in the world. Let's go, baby. It's for you.
Let me see your hands. Let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants. Let me see your hands. Let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up.
Yo.
Not about your pants.
Your face sounds perfect, whatever shade it be.
Right.
I understand you recounting some things that made me. They swagger jacket you, but they can't seem to pull it off. All the collagen and these model things, they still know. You understand my struggle better than they ever could. You make me want to cuddle, damn, you smell hella good.
Ooh.
Look at your history, you prove that you the self as ever.
Okay.
I recognize that she hot, but baby, you just better.
Hey.
And I ain't really make this to shake your ass too. It's to pay homage for doing what you had to.
What you
had. I put you on a pedestal, it's us against the world. Sissy, you was like this in my mama or my baby girl. Clap your hands in two-step, the rhythm's in ya. They got songs that tear you down, but here's one to mention.
Okay.
I'll never get rich, you then switch it up. Knowing damn well when I was broke, you was good enough. Yeah,
my king need a queen on his side.
Hey.
This is for my sister, that's gon' ride.
Hey.
No matter what your color, background or size.
Hey.
Together we a team, that beam is just shine. So let me see your hands,
hey.
Let me see your dance. I'm ready to talk you up. Not about your pants. Let me see your hands. Let me see you dance. I'm here to talk you up. Not about your pants.
Yeah. Whatever your profession, I ain't stressing. Even if hate is your section, recognize your blessings.
True.
All up in your essence, and I ain't talking magazines. Cause Africans don't understand the beauty of a queen. And you can weave it out of gold natural. It don't even matter, I just wanna see you crack the eye. So rock with me, baby, get your party on. And I ain't even gotta call your hoe to make a party song. Jam out, you held it down when your man was out. Dead beats locked up, long shifts, you the house.
Right.
You deserve a little something to make you feel
good.
And most of them can survive up in the real hood.
Never.
Statistically, you should be living in misery. But somehow you came out on top, so it was meant to be. Just for the women that can make it on their own too. Never let no one own you or dethrone you.
Queen,
a king need a queen on the side.
Hey.
This is for my sister that's gon' ride.
Hey.
No matter what your color, background or size.
Hey.
Together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hands,
hey.
Let me see your dance.
Hey.
I'm here to talk you up.
not about your pants. Let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Yeah. Shouts out to the baby mamas that ain't using their kids to keep up the drama. Okay. One time for women putting money on his book. That's a man, she don't care if he a damn crook. Yeah. Two times a big mama in the kitchen cooking. Okay. All respect in the world, baby, that's good looking. Mad love of black women all around the globe. This is Blizzard, I just felt the need to let you know. My king need a queen on the side. Hey. This is for my sister that's gon' ride. Hey. No matter what your color, background or size. Hey. Together we a team that beam and just shine. So let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Let me see your hands, let me see your dance. I'm here to talk you up, not about your pants. Chill.
I am a queen.
Chill, chill. That's right, baby girl. Let's go.
Yo, yo, what up, what up? It's your boy, M.B. Holding it down from the 215, P-H-I-L-L-Y. Listening to the hottest blog talk radio station in the nation, K100. Shout out to my man Blizzum. He always got the hot topic, so keep your radios locked, because we keep it 100 around here. Yeah.
You ready, honey?
All we do is get money. Get money. Shake that ass, honey.
Okay, get it.
All we do is get money. Get money.
Get it.
Shake that ass, honey. Something about your religion back, nothing like a something. I got a year, something about to blow 20 grand. It ain't nothing, nothing.
Okay.
Fuck it, trip drill. Mommy, what a trip drill. Let me see you move it. Show me how you do it. Tricks on the pole, ride the slow to the music. When she make that ass flap, a nigga straight lose it. Drive it, rotate, shake your money, make
it.
Drop that, bomb that, say what your mama gave you.
Mama gave
you. Princess, from east side to Cater Deep. Wanna cut that, like I'm the landscaper.
Word.
I walk, I talk, I look like money.
Yeah.
I hustle, I grind, I get that money. Now do some strain for a little bit of change. Match up with a little rain, toss it up and make it rain.
Get it.
All we do is get money,
get money.
Fire, I brought the gasoline all the way from Atlanta to New York to the team. They never bought the strap, I just put on the beams. Now hoes can't stop bouncing like they on trampolines.
Hey.
Sipping champagne, pour about a bottle, got a bottle of that lean. Plus I'm looking clean, got a plain sauce swag with a pint of that gag. Throw that money in the air, then I make it all bad. Then I make it all sad. They say it's time for change, but I'm making all cash. And she like that, I put the green in the air like a KG slam. I got a 24K flow, 24 hours a day, I'm getting peso. I hit the club, had the ladies in the tank. When I put it in the air like LBJ.
All
we do is get money,
Dink De Niro, throw it in the air like LeBron James. Yeah, you know I'm a big Miami Heat fan. I'm a Florida boy. We're going to murk all them niggas this year, nigga. Lay down, bitches. We going to the championship. I ain't taking nothing less. Fucking Dream Team in the building.
Yeah.
Anyway, first song I played was my new song, Queens. It was a big up to all the black women in the world. And like I said, that was my own boy, Deke DeNiro's joint, LeBron James, produced by the homie Neck Tail Nails. He was on there featuring too. You feel me? They're part of my syndicate, you know what I mean? Team Striz, you understand what I'm saying? And got love for them dudes, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You all right? Everybody's good. 100. All right. So, we back on the air. We back on the show. Welcome back to K100 Internet Radio. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard Man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I want to welcome all my first-time callers, all my first-time listeners. If you're listening to me via a podcast after the fact and you can't call in live, you are still showing me love and the same, and you got my numbers high. I'm at over 7,000 downloads and plays, and I just started this shit this summer. And I never go back. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even count when I do it. So this is how many people that's listening to the show and downloading the show, you feel me? Trying to get me some sponsors on deck and shit, man, so I can take this shit bigger. The show is all based on the premise of real talk, uncensored, uncut, and that's what we do around here at K100. We keep it 100. Keep it Ben Frank. That's the name of the show. We don't censor. We let everybody say their part and speak their piece and give it to you 100% how they feel. 347-934-0966, episode 82. Shades of Black. We're talking about this little whole issue that amongst our people that we got with each other, light skin versus dark skin and all this other little stereotypes and bullshit stigmas. You feel me? Why do some women don't like light-skinned men? And why some niggas don't like dark-skinned girls? You know what I'm saying? We have proven already on the show, if you were listening, that it still exists. I will admit it myself that I still have a couple of little hang-ups that I need to, you know, get right with myself. But even little small things, when you refer to such and such as being too black, okay, when you say anybody is too black, that right there in itself is a problem, is an issue. No one, what is too black? Too black? It's whatever they are. What do they have to do with them as a person or anything else? Or them being your fellow brother or sister? Too black? High yellow niggas are pretty boys. High yellow women are sadiddy. We've attacked all of these stereotypes and stigmas. I've asked all the callers, you know, how do they feel about the whole situation? What have they experienced it themselves? You know? And that's how the whole nature of the show has been going. Now, if you're on the line for the first time and you don't know, you must in fact hit the number one on your keypad in order for me to come to your phone line and talk to you. I only got about 20 minutes left in the show. I normally, around the last 15 minutes or so, I open up the phone lines, you feel me, and turn off the background music and let everybody who has talked, who's still on the show, kind of not necessarily go at it, but, you know, just open up the forum, let everybody speak their own opinion and give their 2 cents, you feel me? It's a little something that I started doing about 2 weeks ago, and it's been wildly popular. It's some of the favorite parts of the show. Sometimes people kind of try to talk over each other, but it's like that in real life, in a real conversation. Nobody wants to shut the fuck up. Everybody wants to get their point out, you know what I mean? Now, if it gets a little out of control, I would tell you to pump your motherfucking brakes. If you hear the horn. Yeah, my bad. Fuck. The horn, Blizzum. Damn it, man. If you hear the horn, shut up. I'm trying to cut through. I'm trying to moderate. All right. I'm going to open up the phone lines and let everybody get their 2 cents in because as it stands, I have quite a few people on the line, but I don't see anybody that has said they want to talk that hasn't talked yet. All right. So I'm going to open up the phone lines and let everybody who has talked, damn it. As soon as I said that, 3 people hit the fucking line. Now, I just asked you motherfuckers to hit the line before I started. This is what you do. This is what you got to deal with as a host. Hold on, everybody. Everybody, wait a second, please. Let me get to the people who haven't talked yet and let them have their one-on-one. 404-664, you up first, and then 850-527, you up next. Okay, 404-664.
Hello, it's your cousin Connie. I was actually just stopping by to show you some love. I wasn't able to get on earlier.
Okay, that's all right. So you are... I still got love with y'all. I'm not mad at y'all. I'm just saying. What's going on, Connie?
You were talking to everybody else and you said them MFs. You weren't talking about me.
Nah, never. You could. Yeah, I love you.
No, not me.
Nah. I wouldn't talk to the time, y'all motherfuckers. I mean, my bad.
Well, you put sex in front of my motherfucker.
All right, all right. So, and I'm coming to 850-527 next. And then I'm going to open up the lines to everybody that's talked, okay? Now, we got 20 minutes. We got plenty of time. Look, cuz, what do you feel? Do you feel that there is a light-skin, dark-skin issue going on amongst our people right now, still to this day?
I think there is. Yep. But I don't have any hang-ups with light skin, dark skin. I mean, I prefer a dark skin man. But I mean, I'm not gonna say that somebody's too black. I just think that's just my preference. I just think it's sexy. I mean, the darker they are, the better. I mean, what's too black? Like you were saying, what's too black?
Well, what's too light then? What complexion are you, first of all? What complexion are you for the people? What complexion are you? You gotta tell them. They don't know you. I know you are, but they don't know you. So you gotta tell them.
Well, I've been told that I'm light-skinned, but I don't consider myself light-skinned. I think I'm just...
brown. You're actually
brown.
The same complexion to me. So if you know me...
With the freckles.
Yeah. Yeah, you got freckles like a white person.
Now, there you go with that.
I'm just saying, like a white person. Oh, is that a stigma? I'm bad. My bad. I don't know.
Exactly.
Black people can't have freckles.
Exactly.
Damn.
Where did you get them freckles from? You got a white daddy? No.
Damn. I did it already. Okay. Well. What's that? Is that my little cousin?
Yes. Make a whole want a skateboard. Here.
Let it happen.
Okay. The phone's
fine. Spoil the babies. Now, listen, cuz, what are you, so you said you don't feel, but have you ever experienced it? I know you're a little older than me. So have you ever experienced or seen, what are the symptoms that you think that are attached, that we're feeding off of anyway? Because they got to be there, because you said that you admitted that it's a problem. What are some symptoms that, since you said you don't feel that way, that you witness other people, that you witness other people have?
People automatically assume that you think that you're it because you're light or whatever. Or that you think that you're cute. I mean, I've heard that before.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she thinks she's cute because she's light. You know, I'm like, what the hell? If I was dark, I mean, if I think I'm cute, I think I'm cute, whether I'm dark, brown, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I guess people look at you and automatically assume that just because you're lighter skinned that you think that you're it.
Right.
And I think that just stems back, like you said, from slavery. Because
yeah,
the darker, complex slaves are out in the fields and the house, the ones that were working in the homes were normally lighter.
Right. Exactly. And that, like I said, that goes way back to slavery times. Now, make sure everybody, y'all check out that Willie Lynch letter if y'all haven't heard it. Now, okay, so you said you don't like it. Now, I gotta ask you before I go to the next caller because I'm running out of time. But you said, are you sure the fact that you like that you like black, dark skinned men more don't have nothing to do with no kind of hang up with light skinned brothers?
You don't think
light skinned brothers are full of drama or they soft or anything like that, right?
No, they just don't do it for me. I wouldn't say, let me take that back. I've just never, I'm not attracted to that, I guess, I would say. But I wouldn't say, just because he's light-skinned, I wouldn't talk to him because he may, strike my interest from a conversation. You can't look at someone from the outside and say, just because they're light that you may not be interested in them. But
it's
just a preference, that's all.
Yeah. What the hell is Ralphie? Somebody call Ralphie and tell Ralphie to call the show. Because Ralphie said light-skinned niggas are back, and, so far, not happening. Anybody know Ralphie? Anybody listen to the show that know Ralphie? Next Ralphie, tell Ralphie to call into the fucking show. He's losing. You're not back, Ralphie. We're not back, dog. Seems like these sisters still got a problem with us. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's also, you the third person that's already said they prefer, they don't really like light-skinned brothers. I don't know. What the fuck is that about? See, you know what? None of you really want to admit to the actual presence that y'all really have. This isn't a coincidence. You know what I'm saying? It's because Nino had the money in goddamn New Jack City. That's what it is, ain't it? It's because Nino had the money in New Jack City. Is that why y'all don't like us? I don't know why. It's because Christopher Williams punk ass let Nino stab him in the hand and didn't do shit about it.
Because my dad was
all soft. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Ever since New Jack City, we just been out. We ain't been cool. Fucking bastard. Okay. All right, cuz. Hey, did you hear my song, Queen? What you think about that song?
No, I didn't get to hear. For some reason, I can't ever listen to it. So you need to. I'm going to have to try to get up with you and figure out what I'm doing.
Okay.
Because I need to be able to hear that.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so
all right.
I'll hit you up then.
All right. Stay on the line, though, if you can. I'm going to next call.
Oh, I am. All right.
850-527, you on the air. K100 Internet Radio.
What up, Blaine T. Lewis, man?
Hey, what's happening, homie?
Yeah,
I left a long ass response on your Facebook today, didn't I? I bet you like this nigga wrote a book.
I'm like, dang, this nigga went in on this hill. I'm like, God, no.
Well,
maybe
I
have time to read the whole thing.
Hey, you need to take my advice. You need to read it closely. I'm just saying. Now.
Oh yeah.
Read it closely, dog. Do it. That's all I'm saying. Just do it. God damn it. Make like Nike. Now, okay. The light skin, dark skin issue with black people. First of all, I gotta ask you: do you feel like it exists? Do you think that is an issue with the light skin and dark skin black people?
Yeah, I think honestly, real quick, because I know you got other people want to talk. Yeah, I honestly do think it still exists. So a lot of the stuff I've seen firsthand.
What complexion are you? For the people, what complexion are you?
I consider myself dark skin.
Right. Okay. All right.
No way I could be light. So.
Well, per the women,
like that.
Well, you ain't good with the women. Per the women that's been calling here with their old prejudiced asses, they like y'all dark skin niggas. You got an issue with light skin niggas. I'm just saying, this how it's been going down on the show tonight. I'm just keeping it 100. That's what they've been saying.
Yeah, man.
Either they don't care or they want dark skin niggas. That's all I'm saying. I ain't heard one say I love me a light skin nigga. And I got a motherfucking problem with y'all, mo. You know what? Y'all don't want to admit it. Y'all are prejudiced. Y'all got an issue. Y'all just don't want to say it out loud. He went into this whole thing about features, like light-skinned cats can't have broad shoulders. Come on,
hey, man.
Come on, man.
I heard. I couldn't call in early because I was listening. I was listening on the radio, and I listened to what Key was saying. Actually, I've heard a lot of black women, white women too, say the same thing. I heard a lot of them say that.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I'm not a chick, so I can't answer, but I try to ask them, and they act like it ain't no big deal. What do I do? You don't like them then? You know what I'm saying? All right, T. Lewis. All right. So let me ask you. Well, I asked you, you said it exists. Now, you said you experienced it firsthand. Can you give me an example of that real quick?
I don't know if anybody remember back in what they used to talk about back in the day when they had the brown paper bag test, and they had, like, groups called, like, what's the name of it, Jack and Jill, all that kind of stuff from back in the day. Like up in D.C., I've seen some of this. It's like this hierarchy of white skin, and I won't just say D.C., but I say Howard University specifically because I've visited there and had talks about different things and conventions and stuff, and you actually see the way that the educated light skin people act differently towards the dark skinned people. Wasn't the dark skinned people were educated or not, they still act differently as if they were like when you cook a bowl of grit or when you cook a pot of grit, they like the black stuff that's at the bottom of the grit bowl. That's how they treated them. I was like, dang, that's crazy.
And they both going to Howard and they both educated. Listen, man, like I've said it before and I say it again, this whole thing started back in slavery. You need to read the Willie Lynch letter if you haven't read it yet. You feel me? This whole thing started back then. Reciprocated and passed on by our ancestors, like I said, if you got a grandmama that's still alive, if you spent time around your grandmama them generation and your mama them generation, they were super duper, way more than we all hung up on the goddamn skin tone and shade of black. It was ridiculous.
Right.
Them, especially from grandmama on back, ridiculous. Even mama them had it bad, and we still got it bad. We still ain't filtered this shit out. And this is why I'm having a frank conversation on K100 Internet Radio to goddamn filter this shit out. We got to stop this shit. Now, and I'm being honest, man, because like a lot of people said, their grandmama used to feel like, you know, oh, their grandbabies was too dark or whatever. What the hell? What is too dark? What is too light if we all black people? What is too? There is no too nothing. There is what it is. There is no, what you mean he's too dark? He's too black. What's wrong with him being black? And I said myself, and I admitted to being, saying that, you know, well, yeah, she dark, she black, but she pretty. That's fucked up even for me to even say. Because I've been that. Yeah, and we all have. That's why for somebody who to really sit here and say they don't really do this, I say you probably don't realize that you do it, but when you really sit down and think about it, you probably do. You feel what I'm saying? It's just on a small level. It might not be as bad as your grandparents them. Just like with white people, some of them might not be wanting to go around wearing white hoods and hang niggas, but if you still clutch your purse when goddamn you see two dark-skinned black people walk up to you, or black people, period, you still got a little bit of the shit in you, period, point blank.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
Now let's go on to the opposite sex, because, of course, I got to hurry up and get to the part where I get to open up all the phone lines.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about light-skinned, dark-skinned women? You feel me?
Honestly, I don't care as long as they fine. I don't really care.
Because
I think I've grown out of that a lot, but it got to the point. But I sometimes, every once in a while, I catch myself making those comments. But honestly, I don't care if she's dark skin, light skin, as long as she's fine. I'm sorry. I call me shallow Hal. But
yeah, I'm pretty much like that myself. I've never been really color struck. I'm more into body type and is she just pretty or not?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Is she really pretty? Because like I said, you know, up until Tiny and Toya got their show, I don't think niggas realize you can have a goddamn ugly light-skinned motherfucker until she got on TV. I'm just saying, Tip, don't goddamn get me with the choppers, homie. Don't do it, Tip. I'm just saying, though, she's an ugly light-skinned chick, and I got them keeping it 100 on my show. I'm just being real.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm like, they could just let Toya stay on TV and just leave Toya out of it.
I'm just playing, homie. Can I get them 16 bars on some real shit? All right, see, Lewis, man. Let me go ahead and get the rest of these calls, man. Thanks for calling the show, bro.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I got two more people who raised their hand. We haven't talked yet, and then I'm going to try to get to the open forum. All right, 678-768 is up on deck, and then 678-542 is next. 678-768, you on the air.
Okay. I just want to comment on the light skin, dark skin issue. I prefer dark skin.
Uh-huh. What complexion are you?
I'm light-skinned.
Uh-huh.
And my preference is a dark-skinned.
Why?
A dark-skinned brother.
Why?
I'm just attracted mostly to dark-skinned brothers. I don't really too much. I wouldn't really just. If I was out, and I know this may sound crazy, if I was out, I wouldn't give a light-skinned dude time of day. I don't care.
He may be nice looking.
He could be nice looking. He can. Uh-huh. It's just something about him that does not. I'm just not attracted to him. It's not that they are just not handsome. I've seen plenty of handsome light skinned guys. I just don't have that attraction. I don't even really have a conversation for him.
But
I prefer dark skinned guys. I don't want to date. That's almost like white people. If you see a racial relationship, you rarely see a white man with a light skinned woman. You always see a white man with a darker, brown skinned woman. I'm just not attracted to light skinned guys. Not saying that I haven't dealt with them, but I think the reason why I dealt with them is because simply maybe that was a friend, and we got to know each other that way. But had I met them a different way. And out in the club, I wouldn't have been attracted to him. I wouldn't have even given him the time of day.
Now, my whole thing is with that right there. I know you're saying it's a physical thing. You just don't. But you don't feel like it has anything to do with a preconceived notion that you have about light-skinned dudes at all, whatsoever. Because you said you wouldn't even give him a time of day. And so, and like I said, I have a preference too. I don't like fat women. You feel me? I don't like really short women. You feel me? So that's a physical attribute, and skin color is a physical attribute. And I'm not trying to call everybody and say you got some sadistic prejudice against your own people just because you got a preference that you like fair skin or dark skin people. But I just want to make sure that you are absolutely sure that it has nothing to do with a stigma or any kind of stereotype that you think that all light skinned brothers are. Dogs, light-skinned dudes are pretty boys, or anything like that. It's just the fact that you just like dark skin, right?
I just like dark skin. I just like a dark-skinned guy.
Nothing was... Okay, so have you... Do you think that there's a light-skinned, dark-skinned issue amongst black people?
Well, I think it's against... For me, it's against women, yeah. When it talks about prejudice, you get some dark-skinned women that don't like light-skinned women. I'm saying all dark-skinned women are like that, but I have come to that. And they do pretty much say she thinks she all that because she did, so she thinks she all that. I mean, just by me walking up, they could just say she thinks she all that. I don't even have to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
And why that is, I don't know. Some people are perfectly cool with their dark skin and they love being dark. I mean, some women are just, they really are not happy with the color of their skin. They're not, a lot of dark skin sisters, not saying all of them, but some of them really have a problem with being dark skinned, and you can tell the way they look at you up and down. I've seen plenty of beautiful black women, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been like, man, I admire their skin color, but sometimes it depends on how they're being treated. Because it is, I mean, in the corporate world, sometimes they do look at that.
Right.
They have to fight harder. They have to do a lot of things harder when it comes to who they are and the way that they look. That's just like you can get a smart guy with dreads, but he probably won't get hired if he a clean-cut young man with a nice, short haircut would get the job over him, and the dreadhead has the more skills.
Maybe so. But now, if the white person is doing the hiring in that case, my thing is, I expect white people to do this. I expect this from white people. My issue is when we ourselves do this.
Black people do that a lot.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And this is what I want to check. They the worst.
They are the worst that will stereotype you. They are. You think a lot of white people do it, but it is so many black people that won't even reach back and help their brothers and sisters.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that this is the case. I know that black people have a black and light skin, dark skin issue. I'm just trying to bring it to the forefront and get people to, A, acknowledge that this shit is going on, and B, tackle the issue. Because if we don't ever talk about it, this shit going to keep going on and on. We're going to pass this shit on to our kids, and we're going to say loose shit, and they're going to get it in their brain. I told everybody at the beginning of the show about the test that was done. They asked a group of kids. They showed them pictures of different kids, some light skin and some dark skin. Overwhelmingly, the black and the white kids that were asked the question felt like the light-skinned, fair-skinned kids were prettier and smarter. Just from a picture. And this comes from TV. This comes from a lack of dark-skinned brothers and sisters having leading roles in film and movies and all kinds of other things. You feel it's so much shit I can't even tackle it in 2 hours with a little 2-hour talk show. I just can't do it. But I just wanted to highlight it and bring it up. You feel me? And let people think about it and put it on your brain. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Absolutely, right. I'm saying, because, I mean, that's just the way it is. I kind of wish my son was a little darker.
Why you want him to be darker? Why would you want your child to be anything but
what I don't want a light-skinned son.
Okay, you got
issues. I mean, I love him. I got him.
You got issues.
Shut up. I love him. I got him, and he's beautiful. He's handsome. He's handsome as all I know.
That's your
but
child. You feel like that's about your child? What the hell?
But I still want a dark-skinned son.
Why? What difference do it make?
Because it's going to be hard.
I'm asking
you
again. You're getting it tonight. Bye. I'm going on to the next caller because I only got 4 minutes left. I'm done with you. Bye. I'm done. Bye. 678-542. You're on the air. I only got 4 minutes. Let's run it down. 3 minutes now. Go ahead.
Team Striz in the building, man.
Is this Ralphie? Ralphie, you're done, Ralphie. You're done, Ralphie. It's over for you, homie. Overwhelmingly. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and open up all the goddamn sisters' lines. I only got 3 motherfucking minutes. Ralphie's on the line. Ralphie said that light-skinned guys are back. Shay, you on deck. T, you on deck.
Hold on.
Ralphie, what you said about the damn house, Ralphie? I'm opening up the lines for all the chicks. I'm finna put you on here with all the broads. Hold on.
Listen, I want the chicks on the line, man. I'm opening up the line.
Hold on. I see Keisha's line, Michigan girl. Matter of fact, I'm opening up everybody's line. If you didn't talk tonight and you had your hand raised, you're on the air. Yo, turn your radios down. Turn your radios down. All right. I got to find out who that is.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I got to turn them off. Okay. Ralphie.
Yo.
What's going on, man? Now, everybody's on the line. Everybody's mic's open. Key, Shay, Keisha, Uncle Duke. Right. I gotta cut it off. Okay. I don't know who that was right there. All right, look, Ralphie.
Yeah.
Look, Ralphie. All the women on the show tonight said they all want dark skinned niggas, light skinned niggas, don't do nothing for them.
Okay.
We pretty much we're fighting a losing battle here, man. Now I know somebody told you that light skinned niggas is back, but it's looking like that's not. I'm just saying. Ladies, can y'all interject, please?
Hold on, Ralphie. Go ahead. Ladies, like what y'all like, yo. Word. Light skin, dark skin, whatever make you wet, like what you like. You dig? Because we going to damn sure like what we like. You feel me? So I don't care if it's light skin shorty, dark skin shorty, brown skin shorty. If she turn me on and I need that, I'm going for that. You dig? I don't care about nothing else. Light skin, dark skin, I don't care about that. Now, me, I'm light skin. Yes, I am. Do I struggle in the chick area? No. Not at all. So if you don't like me because your preference is a darker toned man, I'm okay with that. But if you still, I know you're gonna still feel me though. I know that. But you might not like me though. You might not want me to take me home to mommy and all that. But you're gonna still feel the kid though. I know that. So once again, I'm okay with them light skinned niggas. I'm okay with the dark skinned niggas. You know what I mean? I think there's only like a few niggas on the team that's light skin, but we okay with that. No, I don't struggle in the chick area, so I'm all right. So for all you ladies on the phone tonight, I'm okay with me not being your style, your type. But I know for a fact that you will like me, though. I know that.
All right,
man. And I do know.
The friendo has spoken. Lines are open.
Hey, I just find it funny, like, with most of the, quote-unquote, I'm not light-skinned females, how they were just like, well, I'm not light, but I'm, you know what I'm saying, some of y'all are light-skinned, for real.
Let me tell you, light-skinned shorty, I don't know why they...
There's nothing wrong with it.
Be like your mom. Be light-skinned. Shorty, be dark-skinned. I don't care about all that. As long as you have confidence in yourself, though. If you move, you go with me. Make sure you have confidence in what you bring to the table. Word.
Right.
For real. It's nothing wrong with saying you light skin, because I think it's so bad where people look down, try to, you know, act like light skin girls and all that, that some of them just be like, well, I'm not really light. I'm kind of brown.
Dark girls think they ill, too.
They treat dark skin girls good, but I tell somebody quick, yeah, I'm nice and chocolate and dark.
Of course, looking like Pocahontas. I'm all right with that. Word. I said that, too.
Anybody else?
What you mean?
Anybody else on the line? All y'all micro, if you're on the line.
See, I want to hear all the shorties. Where they at? I want to hear them. Tell me why you like light skin, dark skin. It's okay, Mom.
Go ahead, Shay.
Let me hear you, Shay. Let me hear what's good.
You're going to give me the floor.
Go ahead.
I think it's like what she was saying earlier. I mean, I feel her on that, what she was saying about, like, sometimes it's like, you know, the darker you are, you're perceived as being blacker. And I don't mean, like, blacker in color. I mean, I feel what she was saying because, like, you know, for the most part, just from my experience, you know, brown skin, darker skin dudes, they do have more of the predominantly what we call black features. And that's an attractive quality.
Exactly.
I mean, that's an attractive quality. It's nothing not...
So a light-skinned dude... I'm just trying to make sure I understand this. So a light-skinned...
That's not true.
When you really like your blackness, then naturally that's what you are attracted to, you know.
I like my blackness. I love my blackness. Word. It don't got nothing to do with it. But once again, I'm telling you, what I'm saying to you is, dark skin, when I look at a girl, I don't say, damn, her color feature, I don't want to fuck with her because she's dark skin. That shit doesn't even sound right to me.
You put this in your free direction.
So if you look good, you just look good. That's it. You can't change that.
And people
can't change that.
Go ahead. Who's that?
These phones, man.
I said they got light skin, bro, what I did with predominantly. You talking about black feet, you talking about big nose, big lips. I know a lot of black skinned brothers with big ass lips, big ass bubble noses, you know what I mean? Come on, what's she talking about? Shout suspect.
Yo, them niggas, dark skinned dudes, light skinned dudes, yo, do your thing, fam. Work. You know what I mean? Whatever chick.
Yo, Bishop, you know why? A light skinned woman told me one time why she liked dark skinned men.
What she said?
Right. She said, I like dark-skinned men because light-skinned men are like two-tone. Their face is light, their neck is dark, their hands dark, they got liver spots, this and that. But a dark-skinned brother is a one-even tone, cocoa complexion. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, damn. So if I get a suntan, that'll get rid of my two-tone, you know what I mean?
I mean the whole notion is just crazy. The whole shit doesn't make sense. But I just wanted to get these.
Where the chicks at though, son? How did I not on this phone? Where they at though, Bliss?
They should be on the air. I didn't hang up with anybody. Anybody else?
Oh, come on, man. See, they all church mouse now. Yo, this ain't even right, man. I ain't got nothing but church mouse now, man. I want to hear the ladies talk. I like to hear them talk. Tell me what's going on. Why you like what you like? It's okay to like what you like. I just want to know, though.
They just said it's a preference, man. Ralphie, they just said it's a preference. I tried to dig into
it.
I tried to make sure it wasn't no psychological BS about them thinking that light-skinned niggas was punks, punk-ass niggas, or whatever. They was flaky, or they was hoes, or anything like that. They like, yo, it's just a preference. Just like I don't like fat bitches. I don't like really short chicks. You feel me? They said, well, that's the same thing it is to them. It's just a preference. You feel me?
We got preferences. Yeah, because, you know, some days I want a chick with a fat ass, and some days I want a slim goody. It's either way how I like it. It doesn't matter.
Right. Exactly. But,
depending on how you're going to treat me is depending on how I want to be around you. Or...
Exactly. But look, thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, man. It's about to cut me off automatically right now. I've already went 5 minutes over my limit. It allowed me that every now and again. But it's about to shut me off. It's about 10 seconds, man. So everybody, thanks for tuning in to the show, man. Y'all catch me up. Catch up with me tomorrow. All right, catch up with me tomorrow, yo. Everybody catch up with me tomorrow. Same time, same channel, all right? I didn't even get a chance to do my fucking music. Damn it.
Yep.
Holla, y'all. Yo, I'm out.
Yeah, I had to go eat 5 minutes.